Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Latter-day Hunting 2.0. It's been a while. How are you doing, Cammy?
Good. It has been a while. It's been like a month. We haven't done this since before Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, it has. Where have we been?
I don't even know.
Well.
Well, we know where you've been.
Yeah. In the hospital. For those who don't know, I got hit in the head by an eagle statue, or I hit my head is more correct. On an eagle statue and ended up
in He was viciously attacked.
Viciously attacked. I ended up in the Instacare and got a staple in my head. Staples out, we're good to go. Then a day or two later, a raccoon attacked my dog and spent 3 hours in the animal hospital for that one.
Puppy.
I know, he's all covered
it's
in blood.
It's been a rough month.
It has. It really has. Last week was the worst. Yeah. I think a gypsy woman cursed me. Because I went to a breathing seminar class
in the basement of a crystal shop.
Yeah.
Dude, she probably did curse you.
I'm telling you. She cursed me. Everybody's sitting here like, are they going to tell the story? Long and short of it, at the end of these breathing exercises, she had us lay down, regulate our breathing. And then as our eyes were closed, just laying there relaxing, she took this drum and started beating it as fast as she could right over my body and like trying to cleanse me with this drum. And she noticed my jaw clench because I was really trying not to laugh, and she started banging it next to my head to get me to relax. And I'm like, oh gosh. And then she put it down and took out maracas and started shaking them over me. Did the same thing. And then she puts the maracas down and gets some wind chimes and starts jangling them above my body.
Oh, she totally cursed you.
Oh, yeah. Those were evil wind chimes.
Because the woodland creatures, the eagle and the raccoon, all happened in the same week right after that.
Yeah.
She totally cursed
you. That was a bad week. I'm glad to be alive. Oh. What about you, Cammy?
I've been fine. I've just been
living life?
Like, in my own little bubble.
No woodland creatures?
No woodland creatures have attacked me. I haven't hit my head on an eagle, and no raccoon has attacked my dog.
Good.
Of course, I would have to have a dog for that to happen.
That's true.
Yeah, I've been good, though.
Good.
Just kicking it in my own little introverted bubble.
Just kicking it. Mm-hmm. Introverted bubble.
As my friend call it. We're, like, big Grey's Anatomy fans. She calls it, like, the dark place. She's like, are you in the dark place? I'm like, yeah.
Nice. Oh, Grey's Anatomy. Just don't be one of those characters that dies off like me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
Has one of those freak accidents.
Death by the eagle?
Yeah. They didn't even take the eagle out of the office. They moved it to the room next to mine, so I wouldn't hit my head on it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, man. Actually, I was listening to a podcast today about introverts and the power of introverts.
Dude, introverts are awesome. Don't underestimate them. We are like badass people.
It's so funny how introverts always stereotype extroverts as being bad, and extroverts always stereotype introverts as being bad.
Oh, it's totally true. But both equally have like, can bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
But like, I'm a little biased towards introverts.
Extroverts, when somebody's quiet, it's like, oh, you're an introvert, aren't you? Poor thing. Or if an introvert's talking to an extrovert, they're like, oh gosh, they're an extrovert.
You're an extrovert.
What an idiot.
Get away from me. I can only spend like 5 minutes with you.
And then they're the hidden class. Me, the ambivert.
Well, I'm an ambivert too.
Up top.
That's right.
Ambiverts are great. Anyway, we came here with a mission and a purpose. The reason you all come and listen to us.
Oh, wait, before we get into that, I want to give a shout out for another podcast that I've become recently obsessed with. Have you been listening to Cold?
No, you told me about
it. Okay, anybody that is listening to this, our podcast is great because we laugh and joke and whatever, but if you want a serious, borderline really creepy, but going to make you hooked on a podcast, go listen to Cold about the Susan Powell disappearance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because it's incredible. Okay, plug over.
Plug over.
Dave Colley's not sponsoring us, but
no. No, we don't have sponsors. For any sponsors listening, we are available and we're hot.
We have our cult following. It's great. And we love you guys.
Love you guys.
Okay, I digress. I'm excited about tonight's topic.
Cammy sent me this topic, and it is essentially, I don't know, did you want to introduce it, Cammy? I can introduce it.
You can introduce it. I'll introduce where I got it from. We can give them a heads up. So this particular topic came about one night. I was like midnight, and I was going through my snaps, my Snapchat stories. I thought it said Snapgram. I knew that my wasn't Snapgram. Right.
My face Snapgram.
My Snapchat stories on Cosmo. For those of you that don't know, that's the Cosmopolitan magazine. But Cosmo did an article about, I can't even remember what they titled it, but it was basically all of the things, dating terminology. There's a good way to phrase that. Like modern day dating terminology.
It's more like labels.
Labels.
Categories.
No, not a category. No, not definitely a label.
Labels.
Labels of
dating behavior.
There you go. Behavior. That's the word I was looking for.
Done. We're going to turn this off now.
And I sent it to Traven and I was like, this is what we need to talk about.
And I looked at that list and I was like, man, I've done most of these.
Traven has done most of them and I've had most of them happen to me. So it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be an interesting discussion going through them. I will say which ones I haven't done, and then I'll keep quiet for the ones I have done.
So it's going to be a lot of me talking tonight.
Yes, enjoy Cammy's voice. Well, yeah. I think we should just start from the top of the list.
That's right.
Work our way down.
Yeah, down, they get down, better the down, further down, down we go.
All right. So everybody, I think I'm missing one. I don't know what the very top one is.
I might have cut it off and not got a screenshot of it.
I think you cut it off. We'll go back to it, maybe. Very first one, everybody. Catfish.
The classic. Like, I feel like catfish is the original. Like, when it comes to dating labels, it is the original.
I've never met somebody who catfished me. I've never been catfished.
I never have either, thank goodness. Because I feel like that would... I've already got trust issues. I feel like that would just, like...
Here's a brief description of catfishing. When you're online dating and people put on their profiles pictures and their bio and they're like, oh, I'm so-and-so. But when you show up on the date, they're not actually that person. Mm-hmm. Like, totally different. They stole somebody's pictures. And maybe it's just me, but I consider, like... I don't know. They're, like... super old pictures that they use sometimes.
Oh, I totally think of that as catfishing.
Is that catfishing?
If they're like at least like 5 years old, I would say maybe even like older than 3.
I'd say older than 2.
Yeah, like the time. Old photos definitely is catfishing.
Where you show up and you're like, that could be them because they resemble the picture, but...
But it could not be.
Yeah.
And I remember, did you ever watch Catfish?
No.
The MTV show? Oh my gosh, you guys. I was so hooked on that show. I thought it was incredible.
Did you hear the pun?
That was not even intentional. And it took me a minute to even realize that.
But it was so punny.
That was funny.
I was like, man, I hope she meant to do that.
I did not. That one was totally not even intentional. But Catfish, the show on MTV, was crazy because... You would see these people that would have, like, what they, you know, consisted as a long-distance relationship or a long-term relationship for, like, months with someone online, but they would never have met them in person, whether it was because they were on, like, different sides of the United States or whatever. And so Nev would go and find them and realize that they were catfishing the person that had reached out to him. And it would be, like, massive catfishing. It wouldn't just be like, oh, that photo is, like, 5 years old. No, it would be like, no, I'm a male. Catfishing another male, but I'm pretending to be a female. Like, it was insane.
Jeez. And if you ever want to watch a funny video, pull up College Humor and watch Catfishing.
That would be a good one.
It's really funny. It's these military guys show up and they say, well, you know, military...
Wait, have you sent me that one before?
Maybe. Where they show up to the door and...
Yeah.
They're like, is so-and-so here? This officer died and wanted us to deliver this letter.
Yes. Oh, it's so bad. You guys, you have to go watch
that. Go watch it. It's hilarious.
It's so bad, but it's so hilarious.
Oh, no. Let me start crying.
Oh, please. watch that video.
Yeah, so catfishing, you know, people don't do it. Stay up to date.
I think that's the thing. Like, I think out of all of, like, modern day labels and dating, like, catfishing is the one that it's like, okay, let's be somewhat of an adult and let's let that one, it's more of a joke. Let's let that, like, one die in 2007. Like,
yeah. And to be honest, I think that comes more from the older dating apps. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't come from the Tinder or Mutual or Bumble. No. It comes more from, like, LDSsingles.com.
Oh my gosh. And LDSdating.com.
Ooh.
That one was just
Match.com. Match.com. Must love dogs.
eHarmony.
I always thought eHarmony was, like, an auto insurance place.
I mean, it kind of sounds like it.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can put eHarmony in front of anything online, and you were like, yeah, it sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
eHarmony dog food.
eHarmony meal kit delivery.
Yes!
It is true, yeah.
eHarmony, we're here for you. All right, we're going to the next one. And this, yeah, we'll go to this one. It's called cushioning.
Mm.
Cushioning.
This was one I hadn't heard when I saw this list. I wasn't quite sure what this one was.
You know what? I understand it, and I'm just going to, I don't think I can describe it better than these people. Flirting with several people despite being in a committed relationship. So someone's there to cushion your fall if things go downhill. I've seen this happen. It hasn't happened to me.
I don't think that's happened to me, but I don't know if I would know if that was happening to me.
Actually, I haven't done it. I should say that. I haven't done it, but I've seen it happen.
Okay.
Weird. And it's, sorry, my phone went off. I'm gonna toss that on the floor.
You're fubbing me.
I'm sorry. We haven't got to fub. We haven't got to fub. It scared me. I thought it was your phone. I was like, are we still recording? So I understand cushioning because I've had friends do it, and I've had it done to me, where a girl will be dating you, and she'll be dating this other guy, and she's like, oh, well, actually, no, we weren't in a committed relationship.
Yeah, is that cushioning, though, if you're not in a committed relationship? Like, that, I think that's the key with cushioning, is that you're in a committed
relationship. That's true. I have seen my friends do that, where they're in a relationship, and they'll have these female friends where they just hang out with, and they're like, oh, no, it's fine. So when they get in an argument with their girlfriend, they know who to go to.
Guys are the worst. I don't know if I've ever seen a girl do that.
I've heard of girls doing that.
I mean, I'm sure that they have. I just don't know if I know of anybody.
Girls more do it, at least from what I've seen, for emotional support.
Interesting.
I need male support right now. You're my best friend. Can I talk to you? Can I cuddle with you on the couch so you can take care of me?
Oh, I was like, that sounds... Okay. I was, like, just, like, mentally thinking of, like, if I've ever done that then with you, but we're not that.
No.
So that wouldn't count.
But that's... I've heard of women doing that. Okay. I actually had a friend in high school who did that all the time.
That makes sense.
So annoying.
That would be... See, and I'm just too much of, like, an internal loyal person that I could never cushion somebody. Like, it just would feel weird to me.
They just don't think about it.
Yeah.
I was dating somebody where she couldn't understand why I didn't like the fact that she wanted, like, if her exes needed anything, she would go to them or, like, chat with exes.
That's
or
weird.
Chat with other guys inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not cool with this.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't be cool with that
yeah,
either.
She literally cushioned me, like, with this other guy that she met in California. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you know
I do.
What story I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And, like, things...
That's right. She did cushion you.
Mm-hmm. She cut off things with that, and we dated for quite a while after that, but...
Interesting.
Yeah. She literally said, like, I didn't think things would go well, so... I can't remember after the so. I just remember. You know those phrases where you hear the first part and everything else after
doesn't
that?
Doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
You tune it all out.
Yeah.
My mom tells me I do that all the time.
You tune out?
That I just like hear what I want to hear and then once I hear something I don't want to hear, I'm just like done.
Selective listening.
Cushioning, I feel like all of those things are really douchey.
Yes.
But cushioning... is super douchey.
Yes. It's It's very disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because if you're planning an exit strategy, it means the relationship should be over.
Well, and if you're planning an exit strategy, then it, like, yes, the relationship should definitely be over, but then it's like, well, you're clearly not even wanting to be in it, so just get out of it.
You're not invested.
Like, don't cushion it, just get out.
Yeah, I hate those backup plans. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh yeah, well, I know so-and-so, I could date her if things go south. It's like, excuse me?
Like, you're already planning on that relationship to fail at that point.
Yeah. Like, why are you even in it? It's better to be single than in a toxic relationship like that.
And to cushion somebody. So, moral of that story, don't cushion someone.
Don't cushion.
Don't be that person.
All right. We're moving on to the next one. And this one, I might have to be very quiet.
Ooh.
Ghosting.
This is going to be a lot of silence here.
For those who don't know, ghosting is disappearing from the face of the planet. I am very good at disappearing off the face of the planet, Traven, for those who know me.
Traven is a king ghoster.
Oh my gosh, like, I can just vanish in thin air sometimes. I don't do it anymore.
True. You haven't told me that you've, like, ghosted anybody in a long time.
I don't ghost people anymore. Like, sometimes, and here's the thing, a very clear distinction that has to be made about ghosting is that, like, things fizzle out.
Yeah.
Like, relationships or conversations, or you just kind of get bored and things don't really go anywhere and you just somehow stop talking to each other. Things happen. Mm-hmm. Ghosting is where they lead you on and they send you, like, oh, can't wait to see you, and then you reach out. And then they don't respond. You reach out again, and they don't respond. You reach out again.
And they don't respond.
They don't respond.
Well, and I feel like with ghosting, like, there is a time and a place where it's like, yeah, like, if you're talking with someone on a dating website and it just fizzles out or whatever, like, okay, great. Like, either you ghosted that person, they ghosted you, whatever.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where ghosting is not acceptable.
Yeah.
And that is, like, when you have been hooking up with someone for a while or you've been dating someone, like, to just ghost and date out of, like, ghost out of a relationship.
With no explanation.
So I had an ex-boyfriend when I first moved to Utah. He still lived in Idaho. And we would, like, travel back and forth on the weekends. And we dated for, like, probably 4.5 months. We went to Vegas together. Okay, so this is not like it was, like, we were just hooking up on the weekends. Like, no, we were dating. Like, we went to family events. We went to Vegas for spring break.
Right.
After Vegas, we came back. And it was, like, right around Easter time. And he literally just stopped talking to me. Oh. Like, wouldn't answer my calls, wouldn't respond to my text messages. And we literally broke up with no communication about why.
Oh.
Like, and that's just a dick move. I mean, and I wasn't super invested in it, so it didn't, like, crush my soul as much as it could have. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's just not okay.
It's true. It's not okay.
Like, have a conversation with someone. Like, there is a time for ghosting and there is a time to not ghost somebody.
Yeah.
Or, like, when you've been hooking up for 2 years, maybe don't ghost that person.
I will say,
that's just rude.
That is rude. I will say, in regards to ghosting, sometimes it's necessary.
I will agree to that because I have ghosted for necessary reasons.
Yeah, because, and I'm going to say this, I don't really hear about women harassing men too much, even though I ghosted this one girl. Okay, I'll just tell the story. I know I'm laughing about it. It's actually really sad. We started messaging through Mutual or something, like, found each other. Mm. And she was not in a healthy place to date.
Mm-hmm.
She was divorced as of, like, 2 weeks at the time.
Ooh.
Yeah. And not, like, the healthy divorce where things have been,
like,
over and you've been separated for, like, 2 years or something. No, this was, like,
traumatic.
Yeah. And she would send me selfies of herself crying and need emotional support. And I was like, whoa, this is
too
not
much.
Something I'm diving into.
Too much.
And Cammy knows I dive into the crazy, but this one was just too much.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. And I had to ghost her. I literally had to stop talking to her because I was like, I can't keep feeding into this. Mm-hmm. You are not in a healthy place to talk to or, like, have any... Because she just wanted a romantic relationship with me. I'm like, you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't.
You're not ready for it.
Yeah. This is not a mess I want to step into.
See, but that's one of those moments where, like, ghosting is acceptable, right? Yeah. And I've done that with some guys before when they've just, like, turned creeper on me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I'm not going to talk to you. And then I've done that with some guys that I actually really like, but I panic about. And I call Traven and ask him how I need to ghost someone because I don't typically ghost people.
And, of course, she calls the king of ghosts. I'm like, Casper.
So bad. But guys, that just happened this week. I had to ghost somebody for my own mental health. Not even mental health. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break some bad habits. And so I was like, okay, the only way I'm going to break this bad habit is by ghosting this guy. And I didn't know how to do it because I don't like to ghost in that situation.
Yeah.
Because it's a person that I know, I've talked with, I've been to his house. Like, it's not like
right.
It's someone that I've never met or only got on like one date with. And so I had to call Traven and ask his advice on, like,
oh, and I gave the worst advice, too.
Yeah. Between you and my brother, I was like, wow, you guys give awful advice, but okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay, 90% of the time, I give great advice.
You do give awesome advice. But that particular night, I had you and my brother, and, like, my brother, he was so great, because he's like, hey, Kimmy, I've ghosted, like, two people tonight. Like, just do it.
Yeah!
And it was like internally, so it is so hard for me to ghost someone like that because I think of like my natural loyalty nature.
Right.
And because I know how bad it hurts to be ghosted by like more so when like someone by you that you really care about ghost you.
Yes.
Which like him and I were definitely not to that point, but it just was this like internal back and forth battle that I was having for like 4 hours. It was so bad.
You always tell when I give the worst advice. Because Cammy would be like, what should I do? And I'm like, well, what do you want? And then she's like, that's not what I want to hear.
Which is exactly what happened. And Traven knew I was trying to break a bad habit. So he was like in that middle of, well, do I tell her just to go do it? Or do I like actually give her helpful advice? And none of it really worked.
I was having my own internal battle all this time. We figured it out, though. We made it.
Yeah.
Well, we as in you, but...
Ghosting.
Yeah, ghosting, it's necessary. I've heard of guys saying some weird stuff to girls.
I think it's... Yeah, I definitely think ghosting is necessary to a point, but I do definitely think that if you have, like, made a connection with someone, mm-hmm. whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's spiritual, whether it's whatever, like, to just ghost somebody...
Yeah.
...is such a dick move.
Yep, I'll raise my hand to that one.
I know.
Well.
But I think like the longer you've invested with that person than to just turn around and ghost them is not nice.
It's true. Yeah, I disappear. Even Cammy would be like, Traven, you were gone for 6 months.
I know, Traven's ghosted me. And we're like best friends.
I just disappeared.
I was like,
Well, there were reasons for that.
He ghosted for multiple reasons, but it also is not cool to do it to your friends either.
It's not. It's not.
And he learned his lesson, because I won't let him do it again.
Oh, this one. Ooh.
What do we got next?
Next one.
Next!
Haunting.
Oh, Traven's really good at this one, too.
I was only really bad about this one with one person.
I know, but isn't that how you got into a relationship with her? Is you haunted her?
Back into a relationship with her? That wasn't why. We'll tell this story another day.
Okay.
This isn't a story to tell today. Yeah. Haunting is when you ghost somebody and then you pretty much like watch their social media. Because you know social media, Instagram stories, Snapchat, you can see who watches. You can see
who's watching it.
You can always see who's watching it. And then you're flipping through.
Bugs watching. Musical cue ever.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I digress.
You like post a story on Instagram. You're like, I wonder who watched it. You pull them like, they watched it. That girl that we were talking about, she would intentionally put like male figures around her, like their hands or something, so I couldn't recognize them. To try to get me to be jealous.
That's right. I did know that. Speaking of haunting, guy I ghosted. Got on that same night and watched my Instagram stories, and we don't even follow each other.
No way.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you about that because I had like an internal panic attack. That's not
haunting though, because he was the one.
I know it's
was
not, ghosted. But that's what it made me think of because
Oh, man.
I was like,
Oh, he was trying to find you.
I know. I know.
I'm he was like, why she leave me?
What was I pointing? What was I even posting about that? It was probably Aquaman. It's probably something Jason Momoa related, but...
Probably.
No, it was that in Luke Perry, because it was the night that Luke Perry died, and I posted a bunch of, like, Luke Perry things.
Was that the day really Luke Perry died?
Yeah. Because I was really...
Was that last Friday?
No, it was, like, Monday. Because I was really sad, and I was watching 8 Seconds, and that's what it was, because I was, like, the way I ghosted him, and then I was, like, curled up watching a movie, and then I saw that. I saw that he watched my stories, and I was, like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. So, yeah, it's just weird when you see their names, and you're, like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, yeah, haunting is the worst.
It is
because you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, you're just like,
it's not like you're
do I reach out?
Yeah, like, do I reach out? Do I not? Do I block them? Like, if they're, like, that kind of manipulative of a person, if they're, like, leaving you breadcrumbs to try and haunt you, like, so that you'll haunt them, like, it's just...
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
And I've done it. And it's been done to me. So.
That is true. Yeah, you've had it both ways. I don't think I've ever haunted someone.
It's just awkward. I usually just like unfollow, don't want to see you, push you out of my life.
I mean, I still watch someone's Instagram every now and then, but that's not
haunting. Yeah.
It would be if he was haunting me.
Right.
Well, he does haunt me in my nightmares, but it's fine.
My emotional.
My emotional nightmares, he haunts me every day.
Yes. We're going to the next one.
Next!
Fubbing.
I'm so excited about this one.
To snub someone by paying more attention to your phone than to them.
Okay, here's why I love this particular topic with fubbing. Because it is not relationship oriented or like only.
Yeah. No, this can be friendships.
Like, when I read this article and I read about fubbing, I thought of all of my friends first before I ever thought of a relationship.
This is the worst.
Because it's one of the most annoying things on the planet. Like, it makes me so angry.
Right.
And I remember with some, how do I word this without giving them all away? Some previous friends. That we would have, you know, like, we'd get together with a bunch of people or whatever. We'd watch movies together or whatever. And
right.
They would literally spend the entire time on their phone.
It's annoying.
Like, while we're watching movies or, like, while we're, like, the whole time. And so then I just started naturally doing it whenever I was with them, too. Because I was like, okay, great. Like, if you don't care
right.
to be with me, then I don't really care to be with
you.
Like, whatever.
Watching a movie with people. You might as well sit in your room on your phone.
No.
Huh.
Like, it drives me crazy.
Huh. Oh, on a date? It's like, what are you doing?
Wait, do people really do that on a date? I put my phone in my wallet and, like, I'm out. Like, I don't check my phone when I'm on a date because I just think that's rude.
The only time that I check my phone is if I have a babysitter and it's, like, an event I can't do any other night and I want to take somebody to this event, like a concert or something.
Yeah.
And I have a babysitter and I have to check my phone to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, which, okay, that's acceptable, right?
Like, and I will preface with, like, hey, I need to check my phone from time to time, make sure everything's fine with the sitter.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, like, that is totally acceptable.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, when you're in a very significant relationship, I think, was it you that told me it was, like, the computer phase? Mm-hmm. Somebody called it the computer phase, where, like, you can hang out on your devices and be okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're like, hey, let's hang out tonight, and you eat dinner, and then, like, somebody's on their laptop, and you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's not really fubbing. Fubbing's like you're on a date or, like Cammie said, you're out with your friends and you want to hang out, but everybody's on their phone.
Mm-hmm. It's so annoying. Like, it's one of the most annoying things, I think. Like, and it kind of, I lose a little bit of respect for people or, like, friends that do that. Like, definitely my respect level for them goes, like,
way down.
Way down the hill.
I feel bad because I came in on my phone. I was giving somebody advice. Via phone.
But I'll let it go because he almost walked into the wrong house tonight, so it's fine.
I know, it's hilarious. I was ringing the wrong doorbell. I was like, where are you? And then she's like, my door is open. And I heard her voice outside and I walk out and was like, oh.
So I'll let the fubbing go
I was
tonight
like four doors down.
He was not even near my house.
That's how fubalicious I was. that I didn't even walk to the right house.
Right? Like, Fabita's awful. I remember one of the first nights that Traven and I went to dinner, just the two of us, like, without any other friends or anything. And we went to, do you remember this? We went to a pizza place.
I remember that pizza place. For, I know where it's at.
4 hours. Yeah. And neither one of us ever looked at our phone. And it was, like, one of the best conversations I think we've ever had. And we just sat there. Like, we were the only two in the entire pizza joint.
We were just hanging out, talking about a breakup. Hanging out,
talking about a breakup, talking about life. And yeah. It was the best.
It was so fun.
It was the best.
It was good pizza, too.
We should go back there. We haven't been there. Should. That was, like, damn, good almost pizza. A year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go back.
No, that was...
It was in the summertime, wasn't it? Yes, it was, because it was hot outside when we walked to it. Summer, fallish, something like that.
Yeah, early that was fall, in like July or August.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm trying to remember memories. When that breakup happened.
Oh, memories. Point of the story: don't fub your friends. Like, it's just an awful.
Yeah, be conscious. You can check your phone every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have something going on, or if you're waiting for a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've even tried to be more like conscientious with it even when I'm at home, like with my parents. Like, if we're out to dinner or something, I won't pull my phone out. But I've discovered my dad has started to do that. Ooh. And it drives my mom and I insane, because like, we'll be sitting at like a restaurant or something and he'll pull his phone out and like start like check, and normally it's like to check the news or like to like tell us like something that's going on. And like, during farming season it's different, because he's got to make sure, you know, that all of like the sellers are on and that all of the like all the machinery business. And everything, like, that's different. So like, that I can accept. But when it's like the dead of winter and we're at a restaurant and I'm just like, I just drove 3 hours to be with you, but that's okay, like, sit on your phone the whole time, it's fine. So it's just awful. don't do it, don't fub,
especially on a first date. Like, I've heard so many stories.
I can't imagine people that do that.
Like, well, maybe not so many stories, but women are pretty notorious for getting on their phones for some reason. And I've heard of guys, like, who was it? He was on a date for like 10 minutes and she was just on her phone. And he was like, okay, we're done here. And she's like, excuse me? He's like, no, I'm taking you home because, like, this isn't interesting and you're just going to be on your phone. I find it incredibly rude.
Yeah. The only time I've ever done that on a first date was a really, really, really bad first date. And I needed my brother to call me and fake a freak out so I could get out of it.
Oh, those are
and
the
so
best.
We had like a code word that I texted him.
Pineapple.
But I also did that, I think, while the guy had gotten up and gone to the bathroom so he couldn't see it, which made it even better. So it wasn't.
Yeah. If you're on your phone when they're in the bathroom, like, who cares? And then they come out and you're on your phone and then they put it away and you're like, oh, they're so considerate.
Nice.
Oh, look at you.
All fubbing. All right, next.
Pulling a slow fade. The act of disappearing from a former romantic interest's life passively over a prolonged period.
Okay, so here's my question, because you know who I'm thinking about. What is the difference between the slow fade and ghosting somebody in terms of like the romantic interest?
Let me tell you a story.
And like, is my situation ghosting or is it slow fading?
Yours
or is
was,
it like in the both?
Yours
the
was
the
more
bowl.
Ghosting. It might be in a little both, but yours was more ghosting.
The last time.
Yes.
I think previous times it's been slow fading.
Slow fade previous times. This time was ghosting. But my story, I was dating this girl. This was years back, and let me read the definition again. Okay, we were romantic, very much romantic interests, and she was dating me and somebody else, and I was dating some other people, but like, we were the ones that would hang out the most, and things were kind of looking that way. And I don't know exactly what happened, and there are definitely things I can say about her would show kind of her character in the relationship. But it was more like she slowly withdrew from me. So instead of 3 nights a week, it was 1 night a week. And then 1 night every other week.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then 1 night a month. And then not responding to texts. Not responding to calls. Mm. And then she ended up marrying the guy.
That is a very slow fade.
And I'm like, you married the guy? You invited me over to your place after your first date with him.
Interesting.
I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Okay, slow fading.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that happen to, like, many of my friends. I feel like I see ghosting more than slow fading.
Yeah. Ghosting's easier. That's why it happens more. It's harder to slow fade because the risk of slow fading is that you'll be confronted with a DTR or determining the relationship. And they're like, what are we? What's going on? Why? Oh, you made a face. You're making a face.
I was thinking something, but I will tell you later.
Tell me later. So,
sorry.
I'm like so curious now.
I know, but I can't. It'll totally give it away on here. I can't.
So that's more of a slow fade, and that's why people don't do it. It's easier just to drop off the face of the earth and not respond to anything.
So here's what's interesting. I feel like a slow fade and a cushioning could almost go together.
They could.
Because if you're like dating two people like that at one time, like you could totally, like you're cushioning one of them clearly. These but you could also slow fade to the one that you're cushioning with.
Yeah.
Hmm.
These can, a lot of these can mix and match.
Mm-hmm.
So you can ghost somebody and totally cushion into somebody else.
Interesting.
Sounds dirty. La la.
Okay, well, I don't know if I don't think I've seen the slow fade very often.
Yeah, it's not as common like
have you ever slow faded somebody?
No. Mm-hmm. Or I don't think I have.
I don't feel so, because you're either, like, all in or all out.
Yeah,
I feel like slow fading doesn't really go with your personality.
Yeah, no, it does not.
Which I think that's why I wouldn't ever do it either, because I'm, like, I don't believe in the gray area. Like, it's either black or it's white.
It's just kind of,
so I feel like slow fading is kind of in the gray area.
And that gray area is so much more painful for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next!
Next! Stashing. Hiding a romantic interest from your friends and family, typically because you know it's only temporary. Quiet time.
I was like, I don't think I've never done this. I mean, I had, like, relationships in high school because I knew my mom was not going to approve of them. But it wasn't because I thought it was temporary.
Right.
It was more so because I was like, if my parents know I'm dating you, that's not going to go over well for me.
I will say I've done this.
You have stashed somebody?
Totally.
Wow.
Well, this was years ago. And Cammie knew I went through a phase.
Oh, yeah, there was a phase.
There was a phase. Oh, man, that phase.
I think our friendship started at the end of that phase.
It did. Well, no, I was totally done with that phase when we met. Yeah.
Okay.
That was when I was like, oh, I should probably date to find love. No. Meh.
Date to find love.
Because I was dating some... Well, I actually got out of that phase because I started dating one of them significantly for a year.
Okay.
And then I bought a guitar instead of an engagement ring.
It's always a better investment.
That wasn't the only reason. She's wonderful. If she ever hears this, she was great. There were just differences that we couldn't work out. And we weren't even... We were pretty amicable about it, too. What was I talking about? Stashing?
Stashing.
And when I was going through that phase where I was dating half of three counties.
Apologies if any of you women are listening.
Yeah. They got what they wanted. And I guess I just saw it temporary because of the relationship status I was in. I was recently divorced. I'm like, I don't want to settle down.
Yeah.
Why am I going to bring a girl home or have her meet all my friends when...
That's true.
We can just go on dates. And I wasn't thinking about marriage. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about
anything. Like any commitment.
Anything. I didn't want a girlfriend. I just wanted to go on dates. And my reasons were very different than maybe other stashing reasons. Because some people stash because it's like... Like you were saying, they wouldn't approve.
Right.
So I'm going to keep her away and just hook up with her and then be done and move on. Mine was more like I got this insatiable validation from all of the women I was dating during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we could talk about that in another podcast because it gets pretty in-depth. But
so how do you know if you're being stashed? Because there's a fine line, right, between like waiting the appropriate amount of time to like introduce your significant other to your friends or family and being stashed.
And like, it's how you gauge that time. Know what I mean? And a lot of people actually think they're being stashed from me because they're like, why haven't I met your friends or family? And I'm like, well, we honestly haven't dated long enough. And you met Cammie.
That's if they even get to me.
Yeah. What was I saying? How do you know?
Yeah, because so, that's a really fine line.
If you feel like... So, there are certain tells. And the biggest tell that I can think of is they talk about the activities that they're doing with their friends. Don't think about family. Okay. Family's way too big of a commitment right. to really, yeah, like, put the much. Pressure there.
Yeah.
But with their friends, like, yeah, we're all going to go bowling this Saturday. And you're not invited.
That's okay. That makes sense.
The first time, it would be like, oh, yeah, we've only been dating for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
If you're dating for 2 months and they're like,
and you still haven't met his friends?
Yeah. We're all going to Topgolf. You want to come? Then you're like, oh, he's not stashing me. Or, yeah, we're just going to hang out at Topgolf. And you're like,
we, us, you.
And you don't get that invite.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense.
Because, of course, you're like, hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Right.
And they're like, oh, nothing. And then you haunt them. Or not haunt them, because you haven't been ghosted yet.
But you're kind of haunting them, because you're still creeping on them. You're stalking them.
Yes. And you see their Instagram story, and they're like, oh, they're at Topgolf with everybody.
Okay, then you know.
And they keep having, like, these activities without you after dating for... months, probably.
That would make more sense. Okay. Okay. Stashing.
Let's see if there are any other ones.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to...
Yeah.
Is this the final one?
Next. No, we have three more.
Okay.
Submarining.
This is another one I hadn't ever heard this terminology for.
Resurfacing in someone's life after ghosting them without explaining your disappearance.
Okay. We're going to tackle this one because I have a wonderful submariner who does this all the freaking time.
Would it be a submariner or a mariner?
What is a mariner?
I don't know.
Like the fish?
No, I thought maybe I'm thinking of a different. It would be a sailor.
Yeah, sailor maybe?
Anyway.
Anyways.
Sailor boy comes strutting in.
He does this all the freaking time because he, like, everything will be fine. It'll be nice and wonderful. And then he will, like, up and out of nowhere, ghost. And then, like, a month will go by. So it's about time. Like, a month and a half will go by. And then he just magically reappears with zero explanation. No explanation, like, where he's been for the last, like, 35 days. Like...
Ahoy there.
Exactly. That's exactly what he does. And then it'll go on for, like, a few weeks, and everything will be great. And then he does the exact same thing all over again. It's the most annoying...
You know what's great about this, I don't know, analogy or metaphor? Or, I always get those mixed up.
It's an analogy.
This analogy is that they show up, and they're like, ahoy, is this port open?
That's so true.
That's exactly why they show up.
Oh, it is the worst. But I feel like submarining is like almost more douchier than ghosting.
It depends on how many times they do it. Because this guy has done it over and over and over again.
And over and over and over some more.
I've done it, and I actually repaired the relationship. Yeah, that's how I got back in that relationship.
Oh, I thought that was more haunting, but yeah, that makes sense.
No, like, I'd have to explain the story.
But did you actually explain why you ghosted?
Eventually.
Okay. Because I think with submarining, I think that's the key, is like, you have to, like, submarining, you don't explain.
Does it say not? Oh, yeah. Without explanation.
Without explanation.
Yeah.
Which is just as douchey, because I feel like if you've done it once, you're going to do it again.
It's when you get that text from her, like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how have you been? Hey, long time no see. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's the worst. Submarining is awful. And I feel like guys and girls both equally do this. I don't know if I've never done that, though.
I've done it.
Like, if I go someone, I'm checked out. Like, I'm not going to talk to them again.
It depends. Mm. Like, I've done it with, I guess, fadeaways. Mm-hmm. Like... where it fizzled out and, like, whatever romantic interest I was having with somebody else didn't work out. I don't want to call them Plan B, but that's kind of what happened.
Right.
And people always get mad about being Plan B, but I'll say this real quick about being Plan B. If Plan B works, it's a great plan.
If Plan B works.
Yeah. It's like if Plan A doesn't pan out, Plan B.
You didn't get that, did you?
I didn't get it. If somebody else gets it, have a good laugh with Cammy.
Because she said if Plan B works, it's a great plan. And, like, all I could think of was the Plan B, like, for after, like, your... Plan B is a... Oh, my gosh, what is it called? Like, a pill you take when you are, like, afraid you're going to be pregnant.
The day after pill?
Yeah.
That's called Plan B? Yeah, I guess if the...
Plan B works.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been a really long week, and that just really made me giggle.
Anyway, moving past contraceptives.
Okay, apologies. I'm sorry. I don't even know why that's where I went, but that was... Okay, apologies.
I can't remember where I left off. Anyway... If you're the backup plan, like sometimes I'll reach out to somebody that I haven't ghosted, but things just kind of like faded away. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Do you want to go get dinner? Or like, do you want to catch up?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we left on bad terms or I really had a significant relationship enough to be ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like we went our separate ways. And then I'm like, hey, let's do a detour. Come back.
So is submarining okay? Are there ever times when submarining's okay? Because I feel like there isn't. Because I feel like...
It depends on the intentions.
I say that as it happens to me and I just let it happen.
Right.
But like...
This is not okay. Come back for more.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to like take it as a punching bag. But no, like I feel like submarining... And okay, maybe you're right. Like, maybe it depends, because I feel like in my situation, it definitely is not okay.
It depends on... Sorry, I had to pop my knees. Depends on why.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I've done it, it's more like, I want to see where this goes this time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, why did this fizzle out?
Mm-hmm.
Or, can I repair this relationship that I destroyed?
Or is the port open?
Ahoy! If you're doing the whole ahoy, is the port open? That's not a good reason to submarine somebody. And that's essentially not who we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that is who it's, and it's not okay.
There's so many jokes, but this is an LDS podcast. Well,
kind of.
Not sponsored, but willing to accept sponsors.
Yeah. Okay, what's our next one?
Next one.
Did you say we got two more?
Yep. No. Somebody text me, so I have to go find it again. I make weird noises when I wait for things.
You know, you could have just hit info and it would have showed you all the pictures I've sent you. It probably would have been quicker.
Maybe. We send a lot of pictures. Oh, all those pictures of that crazy person I sent you? We're not going to talk about her. Maybe another day. But we should talk about profiles.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual profiles.
Yes, we will, because that would be a good one to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, swerving.
Swerving.
To avoid someone you're not interested in pursuing. And here's the tricky thing. I've done this many times. Like that girl who would cry and send me selfies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The thing about swerving is that it's more or less... How do I say this? It's very difficult to have that conversation where you're like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, that is a hard...
So it's easier to avoid them or say you're too busy and hope they give up than to actually confront them and say, hey, I understand. Or it seems to me like you like me, but I'm just not interested in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Friend zone them if you want, or say, I just think we should go our separate ways.
Right.
But the reason swerving happens is because it's hard. It's a difficult conversation.
I don't know if I've ever swerved somebody.
I don't know.
I don't think I have.
I know I have. Like, it's just awkward where they go out of their way at ward events or something to come talk to you, and you're just kind of like, hey, how's it going? And then, like, they'll follow you like a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Around the room.
I don't think I've ever done that. Good grief, I hope not.
It happens There's some weird guys out there. It's true. When they're just like, hi. How you doing?
Ooh, gross.
And then you give them a hug and you're just like,
oh. No, it's like the mandatory, we're in public, I have to hug you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, gross. Ooh.
A hug. Anyway, swerving.
Swerving.
It's just one of those things, like, it's just hard to have that conversation. And sometimes the conversation is merited and sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst feeling about having that conversation is you're like, I could have this conversation, but it can blow back because they'll be like, no, I'm not interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, you kind of seem that way, but if you're not, okay.
Okay, great. Like,
wow, he thought I was interested in him.
That is true.
And you're just like, I think you're just being defensive and lying now.
Okay, and last, but definitely not least.
Zombieing.
Zombieing. That sounded more like a ghost than a zombie.
What does a zombie sound like?
Still sounded like
Walking Dead, like... ghosting someone, then popping up every now and then to text them or like their posts on social media. So, here's the big difference. We've talked about ghosting, haunting, and now zombieing.
And submarining, because those all kind of go together.
And submarining. But zombieing is you're following them on, or they're following you on social media, and they pop up like, hey, or, oh my gosh, this is so funny, and then disappear
again.
It's like kind of this rotation that they take.
It's like almost breadcrumbing.
Actually, the guy we're talking about, your guy, he might be zombieing.
I'm sure he's doing all of these things.
Probably. Catfishing?
No. That one he did not do, thank goodness.
Does he bub you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
So he does like 6 out of 10.
Yeah. Got a real winner here, guys.
Right? We've talked about him a lot on and off the podcast. zombieing, that's pretty much it. Like, if you notice this rotation, if you notice this, like...
Have you zombied somebody?
No.
I don't think I have either.
We actually talked about this. We went over these and, like, wait, was that before or is that during this podcast? I'm pretty much hot and cold. Like, if I submarine, I pop in and I'm in it.
And you're, like, dedicated to be back in
it. I'm not somebody who, like, pops up every once in a while and be like, hey, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And then just, like, fades back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not really me. I'm not a fader.
No, you're not a fader. You're, like, all in.
I'm like, hello!
Hi!
Goodbye! Kick in the door and then walk away and you're left with this bloody destruction. Woodland creatures flowing through your front door.
Oh, zombie. I think it's kind of pathetic, though, and kind of sad that we live in a world where, like, this is how we describe dating.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about this?
Oh, we can. I was just, like, making a just comment.
Sad?
Well, because I think about, like, so my brothers give me crap all the time. Right, about like, oh, why aren't you dating, or why aren't you doing this, or why aren't you doing that? Because, okay, keep in mind, they've been married for like 20 years, right?
Okay.
So they get no opinion. But I'm like, if I like were to call or like talk to them about this, like they wouldn't even know how to process it.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, you freaking idiots. Like, this is what I have to deal with.
This is day-to-day
stuff. Yeah, like this is day-to-day normal for me. Like.
Yeah. Like, it's...
It's just kind of depressing.
Yeah, it's difficult because... Their dating life, it's hard to explain it, because I'm assuming your brothers are Gen X.
Sure.
Okay. The generation before millennials, and generations before them, they had to go through the character development and awkward stages of going up and like, hi, how's it going? Like, there was much more to be invested.
Yeah, and we don't have to do that.
Yeah, you can put... At least in social media dating and online dating, you can put a tiny investment in and get a big yield and then be like, okay, I'm done here and leave at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, it's like, oh, I have to get your phone number. I have to call you. I have to pick you up. We have to
schedule
this.
Actually make an effort.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard to date that way. And that's why I wouldn't say relationships are better because the divorce rate is still 50%, but there's a different emotional toll that comes with that. Mm-hmm. And the emotional toll that we're talking about does a lot of damage in and of itself. Just describing it and talking about how we go through things. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to grow up and grow out of that. I know people that are married that still cushion, that still like...
That is so awful.
It's awkward.
That's so bad.
Where they like flirt with tons of people and I'm like, that's not okay.
No, that's not okay.
And they're like, oh, well, if things don't work out, I like to know that I'm still wanted.
That is such like effed up thinking. Yeah. Like, I just wish we were more of a generation of like, we're going to go into this relationship or this date or whatever and put the effort forward, not think about something better.
Yeah. And grass like, is always green.
Yeah, and just, like, enjoy it for what it is. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, great. Like,
yeah. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Yeah. So, those are the dating labels. And what do we call them? Behaviors?
Yes, dating behaviors.
The labels for dating behaviors.
The labels for dating behaviors.
There we go. We hope you all enjoyed, and if you see these things, tell your friends. Be like, you're being zombie, and they'll give you a weird look.
Stop subbing me.
Yeah. They'll give you a weird look, and you'll be like, you should listen to the Latter-day Hunting podcast to get more information. Plug.
And follow us on Instagram, Latter-day Hunting 2.0. Send us emails. We always love getting content ideas.
We love stories.
We love stories. I mean, Traven and I could ramble every week, all week, but I mean, getting content ideas from you
between
guys
between the
is
two
awesome
of
too
us, we have a lot of stories, but.
And we will try to get back onto a more regular schedule. We've been like really bad.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Well, I blame the raccoon.
I'll let that one happen for this time.
Well, thanks everybody. Hope you have the best of weeks.
Have wonderful dates this week. Go and make sure you don't fub on somebody.
Don't fub.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.